Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a topic that could really change the game for your YouTube videos. Absolutely, we're talking about thumbnail psychology and why it often fails. I mean, it's wild how much a thumbnail can affect your views, right? Exactly. You know, I was chatting with a creator recently about a video that had everything going for it. Great editing, solid audio, but it just flopped. It had a click-through rate of around 2%, which is just devastating. Ouch! So what happened? Was it the content or something else? Well, that's the thing. The video was great, but the thumbnail was lacking. It's like a car that looks fantastic on the lot but won't start because the battery's dead. The thumbnail was just not engaging enough. So what's the role of thumbnail psychology in all this? Why does it fail so often? Your thumbnail has one main job, to spark curiosity and make people want to click. YouTube doesn't rank videos, it ranks click behavior. If your thumbnail doesn't get clicked, your video is essentially dead in the water. That makes sense. I've seen creators spend hours perfecting their videos, but then just slap together a thumbnail in 10 minutes. That's backward, isn't it? Totally. A recent study showed that creators are spending an average of 4.2 hours on thumbnails now. And honestly, that time investment is justified because thumbnails account for 90% of a video's first impression. Wow, that's a huge percentage. What are some common mistakes creators make with their thumbnails? Alex, one major mistake is treating them like movie posters. They stuff too much text and too many elements into them, forgetting that simplicity is key. The thumbnail's purpose isn't to tell the whole story, but to create an itch that can only be scratched by clicking. So, it's all about making it visually compelling, but also keeping it clean and straightforward. Exactly. Plus, with the 2026 algorithm updates, the focus has shifted to what I call view velocity. The algorithm prioritizes how fast people click on your thumbnail after it goes live. If it doesn't spark immediate interest, it gets buried. That's a game changer. How can creators adapt to this new landscape? Alex, A/B testing is crucial now more than ever. Instead of just creating one thumbnail and hoping for the best, you should make a couple of variations and let the data decide which one performs better. So you're saying if you change the text, the colors, or even the emotions portrayed in the thumbnail, you could see a massive difference in clicks? Absolutely. Small tweaks can lead to big changes in click-through rates. For instance, changing the text from "my biggest mistake" to "this cost me $10,000 can make a huge impact. That's really interesting. What about the colors in thumbnails? I've heard they can really affect CTR as well. They really do. For example, high contrast color combinations like bright red or yellow on dark backgrounds significantly boost click rates. A study found that bright red thumbnails achieved about 23% higher click rates compared to blue ones. That's pretty significant. And what about the use of faces in thumbnails? Historically, faces have been great for increasing CTR, but there's a catch in 2026. The algorithm has started penalizing repeated faces. If you're using the same shocked expression in all your thumbnails, the algorithm might flag them as low effort. Wow, I didn't know that. So, it's not just about having a face, it's about using varied, appropriate emotions? Right. Emotional expressions can boost up by 62%, but they have to match the content. It's about being contextually relevant. That's a great insight. And what about AI tools? How can they help with thumbnail creation? AI tools can be a game changer. They allow you to generate multiple thumbnail variations quickly and optimize them for contrast and composition. Creators using AI for thumbnails are seeing a threefold ROI on their editing time. That's incredible. It sounds like AI can really streamline the process without losing creativity. Exactly. It's not about replacing creativity. It's about making the process more efficient so you can focus on what really matters, creating great content. So if I'm understanding correctly, focusing on thumbnail psychology by testing different elements, using high contrast colors, and varying emotions can significantly boost. CTR? You've got it. And always remember, If a video isn't performing well, don't hesitate to swap out the thumbnail. Sometimes that simple change can revive a dying video. Such valuable tips today. So what's your final thought for our listeners? Just remember that your thumbnail is often the first thing viewers see. Invest time and thought into it, and you'll see better engagement as a result. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.